where you were. Oh, you get frustrated with them. You get angry with them because of their sin and their stupidness and their iniquity. But have you forgotten? Oh, many times when I want to preach hard, sometimes I forget. Hey, I was there. I was there. Lost and blinded. Frustrated because they won't believe, but I was there. You was there. What are you doing with your responsibility? Look in Ezekiel 33, verse 11. Say unto them, as I live, say the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? You know what I know about God? He wants to save. I believe God delights in saving people. I don't believe God finds pleasure in condemning people to hell. I know he doesn't. Seems like I read somewhere, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Seems like I read somewhere that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting. Seems like I've read somewhere, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It seems like I've read through the scriptures time and time again. I've seen that God has exhorted men. God has compelled men. God has called men to go out and preach the gospel that people might be saved. Seems like I read somewhere that Jesus came not to condemn, but that men might have life through him. God's desire manifests throughout the scripture. He wants people to be saved, but they're going to get saved his way. Not their way, not your way, not my way, his way. What's his way? Through the preaching of the gospel. Don't understand that, but that's what this missionary conference is all about. One more verse. Ezekiel chapter 22. This is God speaking. 22 and verse 30. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in a gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with fire of my wrath, and their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God. Let me tell you something, friend. If you never hear, you're still responsible. If nobody ever gets to your door and tells you that Jesus Christ is the only way, they're going to die and go to hell. They are responsible for their own sins. Let me tell you something, my brother, my Christian friend. We're responsible to get the gospel out. And we're going to give account to God. Every one of us is going to give account of things done in our body, whether it be good or bad. God says here, I'm looking for some men. I'm looking for some women that will stand in the gap. Somebody says, but you can't change God's mind. I don't know. I don't know how to phrase that. I don't know how to say what I'm going to say. But you know what? Moses did. One day God says, get out of my way, Moses. I'm going to destroy them. I'm fed up with them. They're making images now. I'm done with them. And somehow Moses persuaded God. He said, have mercy. Remember your great name. Have you forgotten about that? He says right here, he's looking for a man. I don't know how it is that man can persuade God. I don't understand a lot of things. But I see it in Scripture. I see it in Scripture. I've seen it in my own life. When you get a burden for somebody, begin praying, God begins to deal. 17 years for my mother. What if we got a burden like that for all of the world? What if this church got a burden like that for San Antonio? What if us missionaries got a burden like that for all of Mexico? What if this church got a burden like that for all of this world? What God can do. Is there anybody that say, hey, I'll be that man. Hey, I'm willing to stand in the gap. I'm willing to pray. I'm willing to stand up and make a fool of myself so people might know about Jesus Christ. Hey, I'm willing to stand up at the office and say, Jesus Christ is Lord. Hey, I'm willing to invite my neighbors over and talk to them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, I'm willing to call people up on Saturday night and remind them of a meeting on Sunday morning. Hey, I'm willing to do my best to reach those in my world. Do you have a burden for souls? Do you feel responsible for those about you? Or are you to say as Cain, what? Am I my brother's keeper? Where do you stand this morning? I would pray that beginning today, throughout this mission conference, that we would become our brother's keeper. That we would be concerned with a real passion and a real desire to stand in the gap. To go out and bring people to Lord Jesus Christ. To go out and fill the world with His knowledge. To fill San Antonio with the gospel. To fill San Luis Potosí with the gospel. To fill Aguas Calientes with the gospel in Salamanca. To fill the central Mexico with the gospel. All of Mexico with the gospel. That nobody would say, I never heard. But that excuse would be taken away from everybody because we've gone. Where do you stand this morning? God's looking for some men. He's looking for some volunteers. There are some great men that said, Lord, here am I. Send me. There were some common folks that said, Lord, here am I. Send me. There were some farm boys that said, hey, I don't think I'll do a good job, but I'll do my best. Hey, there were some educated men that said, God, I'll give up what I'm doing. Here am I. Send me. How about you?